The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Nearly all of the sites tested for bathing water quality met or exceeded the minimum standard last year, so found the 2023 water quality report from the Environment Protection Agency. Mary Gurry, Programme Manager at the EPA, joins us now. Mary, just give us a brief overview of what you found.
Yes, good morning. Today we're publishing our latest report on bathing water quality. And as you say, overall, it's a good news story. The vast majority of our beaches and bathing areas meet the minimum standard. That's over 97% of them. And, you know, we have a fabulous resource in our beaches right around the coastline and some of our inland areas. So that's good news. And in fact, over three quarters of them are at excellent water quality. That's 77%. So that's the main findings today. We do unfortunately have five bathing areas at poor quality.
Tell us what those five are.
Yeah, so we have Ladies Bay in Buncrana in Donegal, Trána Mann in Anspidale in Galway, and then we have three Dublin beaches. So that's Balbriggan, Loch Shinny and Sandy Mount Strand. So Sandy Mount and Loch Shinny unfortunately are poor this year.
I'm looking at Sandy Mount Strand, for example, and the reasons given for the pollution there. Misconnections and sewage overflows, bathing, which contaminate streams flowing to bathing water, dog and bird fouling. Like, are we still at the point? I mean, I think it was you on the show last year, the year before, told us that one dog poo on a beach contaminates an area the size of a swimming pool. I mean, are people still bringing their dogs on the beach and not cleaning up after them?
Yeah, well, so it would seem. So the local authorities manage the beaches, and when the water is poor quality, so they do the testing and sampling, and they then investigate if the water quality isn't up to standard. And that's what they find. They can do an analysis of, so what you're testing for are pathogens, E. coli and enterococci, that illnesses, bugs and bacteria that could cause illness for people. And we know dog feces is a problem, and any sewage, anything that might contain fecal matter. So yes, unfortunately, you know, we really would encourage dog owners to be responsible and to clean up after them. I suppose nobody wants to be leaving, you know, something behind that could cause illness to somebody else.
Now, runoff seems to be a major problem as well. If we've got heavy rainfall, it causes problems to our beaches. Is that boat sewage and agricultural runoff?
Yeah, so when we get rainfall, and particularly the types of heavy rainfall we're now seeing sometimes, and last summer in particular, we had a very wet July, I think the wettest on record, and we had two storms, named storms, in August, so quite unusual. And yeah, when you get a lot of rainfall, you get a lot of rainwater going into the sewage system and into the drains, and then they're designed to overflow on occasion, but these stormwater overflows then trigger, and we get more of those overflows, which is then untreated sewage. And similarly on land, you know, farm maybe has spread slurry, and then there's a very heavy rainfall, you know, that can get washed into the streams and then down onto the beaches. So the heavier the rain and the more intense rain can exacerbate the problem. So, you know, we're really saying we need to start thinking about that in terms of our climate resilience.
Well, I was going to ask, and maybe this is a naive and a simplistic question, but how are we still at a point in 2024 where if there's heavy rainfall, we get runoff from agriculture? Is there not something that can be done about that? Is it okay for agriculture just to say that that's them's the breaks, that's what happens?
No, I don't think it's okay either for wastewater or for agriculture or any activity that can cause pollution. And I suppose we have a situation where we've had decades of underinvestment in our wastewater infrastructure, and we're trying to catch up on that in Ishgairin, and have a programme of works. And the EPA there's a wastewater treatment plant that is impacting on a bathing water or could do so. We put that on our priority action list. Similarly for agriculture, you know, we've talked about water quality a lot, and, you know, agriculture is a challenge for and does impact on water quality. And there is a lot of stuff happening in terms of trying to, you know, encourage farmers and require farmers to prevent, you know, runoff and agriculture or slurry from their farms getting into local water bodies. And really, we encourage any farmer listening out there, you know, to make sure that their farm isn't a source of pollution. And, you know,
is it falling on deaf ears? I mean, I don't know if that's a fair question to ask you, but it would seem to be falling on deaf ears.
I don't know. I mean, I think there's a lot of focus now on water quality and improving water quality. So, you know, we hopefully will start to see those improvements coming. And we have seen successes. We reported a couple of years ago around Loch Enno, where there was problems there. And, you know, the local authority worked with all the farmers in the area. And, you know, they put in sometimes simple enough measures and the water quality went from poor to excellent there. So it can be done. So, you know, we'd encourage farmers to take a look at their farm. And obviously, Uisce Éireann need to keep investing and keep upgrading and getting those works finished that are needed.
Mary Gurry, Programme Manager at the EPA, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast. The Pat Kenny Show with Aviva Insurance on News Talk.